have served, and you're just as important to us as any professional athlete who also donned a uniform outside of the field of play and on the field of battle. Did you see the outstanding story? And I normally, you know how I am about those features they do on Saturday, yes, on game day. But the outstanding feature on the Clemson receiver and return man who also served and was shot up over in the Middle East. Mm-mm. Oh my gosh, the guy's story was so incredibly compelling. But he was talking about how he had guys dying around him and,
sure,
you know, guts and blood and the whole schmear. And he got shot up. He got a Purple Heart and a Silver Star, I think. I mean, guy's incredible. And then he goes, I want to walk on and live my dream. So they give him a chance to walk on at Clemson. He ends up earning a scholarship, and now he's very involved in their passing game. And he returns. I mean, the guy's tough as nails. And the coach said, he said he went back for his first punt return, and coach said, are you okay? And he said, yeah, nobody's shooting me. I'll be all right. I mean, the dude is just nails. Listen,
you get a mature guy like that on your team, and you know he's going to rub off on those guys. He's going to do exactly what you need him to do.
No question about that.
That's a great story.
All right, quick. You need to go watch it. The video of it's really good. I think, I can't remember if Rinaldi did it or if, the other guy, the other reporter who, who's the guy with the glasses that does reports on the weekends as well? Anyway, they're both kind of sappy, but he doesn't use the crappy music that Tom Rinaldi does. Anyway, the story was so compelling, I can't even remember if I was annoyed because Rinaldi was doing it. It was such a good story. All right, here we go quickly. All right, 9 professional athletes we recognize today, and I'm sure there have been many, many more, who served in the military. This is a list.
I'm excited about this.
That I knew Pat would enjoy. We've only got a few minutes with it, but we're going to do the best we can.
Don't crumple it up, because I want that after.
Fine. You're going to get it framed for you, big guy?
That'd be nice, actually. Be nice.
I'll do it tomorrow.
All right. Sure.
I don't know why I have a makeup anyway. Pat, he is fondly known as the heater from Van Meter.
That's awesome.
Bob Feller volunteered for service. From Van Meter, Iowa, volunteered for service on December 9th, 1941. You may remember, that's 2 days after the Pearl Harbor attack. Having reached the height of his career, the 107 wins already under his belt, leading both the AL in strikeouts, or the AL in both strikeouts and wins for 3 consecutive seasons for the Indians.
Well, I would love to see numbers on the day after Pearl Harbor, 2 days, right after that, how many young kids... They were 16, 17-year-old guys that faked their age to get in.
He was able to, yeah, you're right, able to come home after 3.5 seasons spent serving and finish a storied career with some fantastic stats and an incredible list of military decorations. Moving on, Yogi Berra, who I did not know was
didn't
a veteran.
That.
Yankee career didn't start until a few years after his military service. He probably needed no help handling the pressure of the base loaded scenario after serving as a gunner on a boat that pulled into Normandy just 2 days after D-Day.
Yogi, huh?
He walked the same path that your grandfather did, Pat Bradley.
Both of them.
His baseball career ended with 3 MVPs. Roger Staubach. Ooh. Naval Academy. Joined the Cowboys at the age of 27. In between, he turned down a cushy job at home to serve as a supply officer in Vietnam. Pat Tillman, we know. His story is similar to the one we just told about Bob Feller. He saw a need. He was fed up with what he saw going on in the world and said, I'm going to put this cushy NFL career away, and I'm going to go and serve my country. Unfortunately, killed in April of 2004 by friendly fire.
Recently, birthday would have been 38.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one that you and I are both very fond of. Ted Williams, a guy who can claim greatness in more than one arena. Greatest hitter of all time, undebatable. Greatest fly fisherman of all time, debatable, but certainly...
I don't know number two.
Easily believable.
His head's still frozen, so he may be back someday.
And, Matty T, as we celebrate our veterans, let's be respectful.
Okay.
Unfortunately, his kids are not respectful of him. Losers.
Yeah, that's true.
But the splendid splinter, also, what did you say was his third talent?
Fighter pilot.
Yes, oh my gosh, the most important one for today. He was a pilot and flight instructor during both World War II and Korea.
Wow.
And my favorite story about it was he came back after that and hit like 11 home runs after being away for like 3 or 4 years. He came back. He's like, yeah, let me whack 11 home runs in a row here. First time I've touched a bat in a while.
It's like riding a bicycle. You
apparently
never forget.
It is. When you're Ted Williams, it is. Warren Spahn didn't realize that he was a...
cool.
He fought in the Battle of the Bulge, Pat. Earned a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star. Bad man. David Robinson, we all know. 7 feet tall. Crammed himself into a submarine. It's like if you enter the Navy and you're David Robinson, you're like, look, I'll do whatevs. no subs, okay?
My knees.
Destroyer, aircraft carrier, I could be a ground guy, what? I'll go scuba. No subs, right? I mean, yeah. I would think that'd be rule one. I don't get it.
Somehow he did it.
He did. He's a bad man. Hank Greenberg on the list, drafted in 1940. And then Jackie Robinson, who I didn't realize served as a lieutenant in World War II, first black tank battalion to serve in combat. I mean, the guy is he's breaking barriers all over the place. Incredible. Overtime's next.
Football may be the greatest sport ever invented. It's right up there with beer pong and cornhole. This weekend, let's honor football by witnessing its greatness in a place that is appropriately